This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3263 for Wednesday the 3rd of February 2021. Today's show is entitled, My Beginnings in Tech. It is the first show by new host O9L, and is about 19 minutes long, and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, rambling about how I got into technology and Linux.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Okay, so welcome to my introductory show, which is about like how I got into tech and I guess Linux, because that's somewhat a theme of whatever this is, apparently. So that's the thing. I kind of owe you guys a show because I've been listening for just a little while, and I decided, you know, I'd do the New Year's stream thing. I'd join in, you know, talk a little bit. I'm sure someone listening to this was there and heard me speak, so yeah. And I said I'd do an introductory show. At least, the bare minimum, I would do that. And as this website here says on the contribute section, if you tell us you're doing a show, then you owe us a show. So I owe you a show. And this is that show. So, I say so a lot. I have some notes written down. And a little text editor here in Vim. And the first line just says, "This will suck." So that's the confidence I have in me. I'm doing a lot of hand gestures here, as if you can hear me, or see me, sorry. I hope you can hear me. My instinct is, I gesticulate a lot, so, you know, if I bump the mic by accident, sorry for your eardrums, suffer. Anyways, yeah, I am a lot. Did I already say that? I don't know. I have the memory of a diseased goldfish, so if I repeat things, I'm also sorry. My room is gonna get cold, so I can't make this so long. Because I have to turn my, you know, furnace off. And that's kind of an issue, because it is, I can check. ...32 degrees outside, so yeah, not the weather that you want to have your furnace off in. So, gonna speed this up a little bit, so I don't freeze to death in here. But right now, I heated it up to 74 beforehand, so I don't completely die if I do this for like 20 minutes, but I don't think I will. I don't have that much to cover. My audio from this mic is of dubious quality. I don't think it'll sound great, but I don't think it'll be awful by any means. It's I don't know, it's just like some $40 microphone I got off Amazon. So I can't imagine it's awful, but I can't imagine it's great. I've heard the sound from it before, so I know it's alright. It won't, you know, torture your eardrums or anything, so yeah. Let's actually start the thing. I've been rambling for nearly 4 minutes now. That'll actually be shorter because I have to cut out the part where I... Like 3.5 minutes. I've been rambling too long. What is my show about again? I'm kidding. I'm messing with you. That was a test. This show, as I said before, is about how I got into tech and eventually, you know, Linux. But tech. Tech. This is how I got into tech. That's more general, right? I have always been a very technical person. Sorry, I got a text. I should probably turn my phone off for this. Yikes. Chair was loud. Like, when I was really young, I was less of, like, you know, dolls and... what do you call those things? Action figures, those kinds of things. That's not my thing. It's not that kind of child. I was more, like, you know, technical stuff. Like, I was a child. It's not... Like, a young child. It's not like I was doing anything, you know, amazing. But stuff that was, you know, normal kids would not be interested in. Not to say that I was, like, a child prodigy. I certainly wasn't good at it. It was just, you know, the thing I liked to do. And that was the kind of kid I was. So, obviously, I was into computers. And despite the computing technology of the time not being... you know, amazing. I did some games as well. Like, what I had access to. I mean, there was better than what I had access to. But it was not like what we have now, obviously. And sometime when I was, like, probably, I don't know, 10, maybe, my father... put Linux on a computer. My hands falling asleep. It was an old laptop. I can't remember for the life of me what kind of laptop it was, or I would say, because that would probably give you a better idea of when this was, but I don't know. Nothing fancy, obviously. It was not a very good computer. For the time, it wasn't awful, but nowadays, if you were to touch that computer, you would probably be very disappointed. And he put Linux on it, and I'd run, what did I even use? Windows, I think. Probably mostly Windows only. Windows XP, Vista, that kind of thing. I don't remember exactly what, because I was not that old. Yeah. And I was really interested in it, because it was something new, and I always have liked new things that, you know, I'd like to get my head around it to understand these new things that are being put in front of me. So I did, and I didn't understand it too well, because I was, you know, only like 8 to 10. It's not like I was reading some fucking code. I shouldn't swear. It's bad. It's a no-no. I mean, it's not against the rules or anything. It's just want to be accessible to all. Not that I think young children regularly listen to this show, but just in case, try not to swear. Or cuss if you'd like to say it like that. It's not how it's said where I'm from, but it's different for everyone. And when I got rid of that computer, I just went back to, like, whatever the hell. Windows, probably. I don't think it was Mac. That's the only two options, because it was something mainstream. So, for a long time, I didn't use Linux anymore. But I was still into technology, as a whole. So, I mean, I did technology-y stuff, whatever that means. I don't actually know. I just know I did stuff, and I know, you know, wrote a little bit of code. Nothing amazing at all. Probably, like, what would have been JavaScript or HTML? It would have been HTML, probably. So, yeah, obviously nothing amazing. Again, not a prodigy. It's not a very good child, anyways. Jeez, I should read my notes. I keep like just blanking. I'm like, oh, I have notes right here. Why am I not reading them? I think like 5 years. No, it wouldn't have been 5 years ago. It had to be less than that. Yeah, it had to be like 3 years ago. What year is it? 2021. 2020, 19, 18. Yeah, 3 or 4 years ago. 2017, 2018. End of 2017, end of beginning of 2018. Somewhere around that area. I got into Linux again. But I only. My father, bless him, still helped me because I was not very good at that, and he was, even though I was old enough that, I certainly should have been doing this by myself with Google. Like, I was way too old to be asking my father to help me. But he helped me dual boot Linux and Windows. And I just kind of tinkered with Linux a little bit. And then once again, no longer had Windows because I. Sorry, Linux. Because I can't, I've never. If I don't go all the way into something, I'm not gonna do it. I can't, like, just half-ass it. I gotta plunge into it. That's how I learned Vim. That's how I learned, i3 Window Manager. You know what that is? Which most of you should, I think, but maybe most of you shouldn't. I don't know. That's how I learned this thing. I just, all the way in, take the plunge, learn what I'm doing, and if I don't do that, I'll probably give up on it. Excuse me, I have a dry mouth. So, I went back to using Windows, exclusively Windows, and now I know it was Windows. And I had a, like, a lot nicer PC now. I don't know the specs, but it was something. I don't know. I would remember it if you gave me enough time, but I don't know right now. I didn't get back into Linux until the middle of last year. So I'm not exactly, the most veteran Linux user, but I am certainly using it now. Because I don't own any copies of Windows anymore, and I'm kind of proud of that because I absolutely hate Microsoft nowadays. it's just I'm not a fan of big tech companies at all. That's its own show. So, I took the deepest plunge into Linux I could. I mean, not really. I installed Pop! OS. And it's not really the deepest plunge I could have taken. I could have gone, like, installed Gentoo or Arch Linux or something. Just, that would have been a deeper plunge. But that would have been silly. Probably not the best way to start Linux. I mean, not start Linux, because obviously I've been using it before. But through, I did not have that much knowledge, and I had actually not been, doing any coding stuff, programming, whatever the hell. I know there's a difference, but I don't know what it is. I feel like one term's different, but I don't know why. I actually stopped doing that. I know my computer shut off. Doesn't actually matter. I could leave it off, but I can't rewind it that way. I feel like I'm going off on too many tangents, and I've only gone off on like two, so that's probably not true. what was I at? Right. So I hadn't been doing any code at all. I was really only something I did when I was younger. Of course, nowadays I am, but that is for later on in this show. Not much later on, but a little bit later on. So I got into Pop! OS. Pretty simple. Just, it's basically GNOME. It's literally basically is GNOME. That's about it. That's all it is. So I just use that, and also did some more technical stuff underneath it. Like, I was learning, you know, command line, bash, obviously, because I, what else would I be using? I was just getting into Linux, and I still use bash as a shell. So I was getting into more technical stuff. And this is really where the story starts to end. I was getting into that kind of thing, you know, technical Linux, more deeper stuff, like writing shell scripts to do things for me, you know, nothing fancy, again. And that's not amazing, but to me it was like, whoa, this is crazy. I am doing stuff that I can never do before. I'm gonna have to pee by the end of this. And that's how it was. I was doing that for a while. And I'd say about August, no, October, November of this year, I got a new laptop, but that's not relevant. And I installed the community edition of Manjaro packages with i3. Which was really a deep plunge because I'd never used i3 before that. And it was really nice, and I liked it. And that's kind of where I am now. It's exactly where I am now. I'm using not the exact same, you know, install of that operating system, but I am using that same package version with a Manjaro package with i3. That's what I'm using now. It's Community Edition of Manjaro. And I love it. I mean, I definitely enjoy having the Arch User Repository, AUR. Of course, I don't actually have Arch because, why would I? I can just use Manjaro. Arch just seems to complicate things more than I really need to. If someone gives me a valid reason to use Arch over Manjaro, I will definitely hear it out, but I don't really have one. So, yeah. And now I'm kind of learning some basic code stuff with, like, you know, again, that's the word I'm looking for. Very basic. It's been only like a month of me doing this, so nowhere near amazing at it. But hopefully it'll be a job one day, as much as I think that'll be kind of soulless. It's the one thing I can probably do, because I'm not good at anything. Yeah. So. That's almost basically the entire story. Almost basically. I don't think those two words go together like that, but whatever. I think that is actually the end, though. My name, I totally didn't give you a name, did I? I neglected to mention that. The name I'm choosing to use is 09L. Where that name come from, don't ask me, because that's a whole story. I'll tell the story eventually. I don't go by that name in a whole lot of places, so you won't be able to find me. Except maybe, I think. But that's whatever. Of course, I don't have everything on there. You can call me like 09, I guess. I don't really care. You can call me whatever the fuck you want to call me. If you refer to me like, hey, dumbass, I'll probably say what? I don't care. That's the end of this. Ooh, I'm leaning on my mouth with my hand. That makes for great audio. That's the end of this. I don't have anything else to close this with. You know, no special closing remarks. But yeah, I give you my name there. I guess I have to submit it with my name or something. I'm not quite sure. I don't know how this is going to work. I've never submitted this show, obviously, as this is my first. I'm kind of scared. I don't know how this is going to be received, but there's a link here on the website. Or is it? If you are worried that your show may not be of interest to hackers, then you can click here to check if it is. and it is just a page with the word yes in very high font, very large font. So I'm going to assume that no one's going to care how bad it is, I mean. And quiz out my evidence here. It makes me a little less scared, but I am quite nervous to hit the submit button on this. Yikes. That's the end, though. Bye, all. Please don't make fun of me too hard.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.